The Arty Awards were last night. With us this morning, the MC of last night's show, the host of Theater Talk on WBFO, Anthony Chase. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
You sound like you may have been out late last night, but we won't get into specifics in that. How does that sound for you?
That is true. I was out very late last night.
Let's first just talk about the just overall impressions of the evening. You've been doing these now for many years, the second year, I believe, right here at WNED, WBFO. Well, give me your thoughts and maybe some of the audience reaction last night.
It was packed last night. It was a lot of people. I don't have the exact count, but they were numerous and very attentive and seemed to be very excited about the people who won, very excited about the nominees. A lot of time added to the night from people just cheering every time someone's name was mentioned. Anyone's name. And people went berserk. Very happy crowd.
Yeah, what's the spirit like? I mean, you know, there's a competition in here, right? I mean, everybody is glad to be nominated, right?
No, they don't try. They just do their work and they get nominated. So it's not that kind of competition. It's not like the Olympics. It's not like they do the work with the intention of competing. So it's actually very friendly, and the people tend to know each other in Buffalo. Performers, actors, designers have frequently worked with almost everyone in time. So there's a very supportive atmosphere. It makes it a very community atmosphere.
The spirit of it, though, back to that, and actually moving beyond that, I should say, the idea of how much this has grown. You started this off so many years ago. How has it grown? Can you put it into perspective for us?
Well, it's 28 years, and we first did it at Garvey's Restaurant on Pearl Street, which we could not possibly do again. Even then, from the first night, we knew that this would be a popular event. But even that first night, it was people spilling out onto the street, and we knew right away that this was something that potentially had legs. And it's grown along with the theater community, that we have... We're always having pressure to add additional theaters, which is difficult to do because it's an Arty committee of 12 people and they have to see all the work. So every time you add a theater, that's usually adding about five nights. And at this point, it's more than 100 nights of theater for the members of the committee. And that's a lot of theater, so I think that it's a reflection of the theater community itself, and people are always asking, how does Buffalo's theater scene compare to other comparable cities? It is robust.
The Career Achievement Award went out to Darlene Pickering Hummert. Can you talk about her contributions?
Well, Darlene has been at it for... And by it, I mean, Darlene is an actor, she's a director, she's a playwright, she's a producer, she's a casting agent, she's an activist, she does everything, and everyone loves her. And she has had Theater for Change, which goes into corporations, into hospitals, into communities, and they do theatrical pieces that reflect a social issue, like domestic violence, or like sexual harassment in the workplace, or drug use. And then the audience talks about it. They do workshops. They learn about how to deal with social issues. Her win was very popular. And she was charming. And that's the kind of person who would get a Career Achievement Award. There are very few Career Achievement Award winners. We only give one or sometimes two. But that's who Darlene is. And so that was a popular moment of the evening, and she was as charming as she could be.
And then finally, when it comes to social causes, kind of lost in the headlines of the Arty Awards is what this really is all about. I mean, the money that is raised for social efforts here in Western New York, I believe the total now over $500,000. Talk just a little bit about some of where that money goes.
Well, all of this money goes to the HIV/AIDS immunodeficiency clinic at ECMC for the benefit of patients. Everything from transportation for people who can't who have difficulty getting to the clinic for their health care, to nutritional needs of the patients there. It's a very good clinic, valuable to the community. And since the beginning, the Artis have benefited AIDS charities. You may recall 28 years ago that it was a very terrifying time in arts communities throughout the country because of that specific disease. And we've continued to support causes that address that issue.
Well, on behalf of Western New York, on behalf of WBFO, thank you for your work on that. And most certainly, thank you for getting up so bright and early and talking with us about the Artie Awards this morning.
Only for you, Jay. Only for you.
Thank you, Anthony Chase, and get some rest.
Thank you very much.